Without trust, society stagnates.
Economies decline.
And businesses fail.
My Security Media believes through security,
trust between individuals,
organisations,
and government can be maintained. Welcome to the
Cybersecurity
Weekly Podcast.
Welcome to My Security Media's Cybersecurity Weekly Podcast, and we're at the DCD Australia conference at the Sydney ICC. I'm joined by Rod Glover, the Director for Data Center Operations in Australia, and Omar Wilson, Senior Director for Strategy for APAC for Digital Realty. Gents, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
We're going to talk about data centers. We've had a couple of discussions already today. I'm going to start with Omar. If you could give us an introduction to Digital Realty. I think there's a business model that some of the audience may not have heard about in terms of how you are sort of, business around data centers, really. It sounds like a fascinating model. And then we'll finish off and have a look at your trends with Rod in terms of Australia as well. So, Omar, over to you, Digital Realty.
Sounds good. Yeah, thank you very much. So we are the largest owner, operator, and developer of data centers in the world, based out of San Francisco globally. So really from the ground up, buying the land, developing the physical data center building, and then operating and having customers move in with their racks and servers, and then operating the data centers for them as well.
So some of your customers would include?
Well, the largest ones publicly you can find on our website. So IBM is one of the largest.
Yep.
Facebook is a large customer as well. The large cloud providers from the US and regionally. A lot of the large banks. So NAB, NAB down in Melbourne, have a whole building with us. And other telcos and financial services, stock exchanges. You know, it's the full spectrum of providers, technology providers, and corporate end users as well.
So I suppose that's the traditional data center model is, you know, big rooms or buildings dedicated. How are you finding the converged model of, smaller data centers more spread out?
Yeah, so it's moving. So historically, as we've grown, as I said, with the large sort of Silicon Valley tech companies needing big chunks of space. So, you know, wholesale data centers, as we call them, whole buildings in many cases, and then maybe floors and floors of servers. What we're seeing now is that customers need both and users need both. So you still have the large data centers, but then increasingly we're seeing the rise of what's called the edge, which is maybe smaller facilities, but more distributed, so closer to the end user. So we're seeing both, demand for both is increasing rapidly.
Well, we've covered this. We go to the Canalyst events as well in terms of what Dell and Dell EMC and the like and some of the bigger players are doing. They can't hardly keep up in terms of the servers and the storage. They're growing at massive rates. So I imagine you're feeding off that and then quite a niche area in terms of being able to go out and find the locations and the suitable locations that you can put a data center in, right?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And that demand, the cloud provider demand especially, is the fastest growing. And it's also, as you said, geographically quite distributed. So they need to be in multiple different markets, be it, you know, US, Europe, or Asia Pacific.
Yep.
And they need to be there quickly. So it's really a matter of sourcing the right piece of land and then having a data center available for them as quickly as possible.
Do you, I'll move over to Rod, what are some of the trends you're seeing here in Australia? And do you also do the risk assessment process on the selection of this, of the property or location?
Most definitely. The process of selecting the land is you want to be as risk averse as possible. So you're out of the flood zones, you're above the 100-year floodplain. You need to be close to power. I mean, that's the key for us, you know, large wholesale power, 10 megawatt plus availability per site, you know, and now that's getting to 50, 80 megawatts for a lot of our sites, especially in the US, you know, Ashburn, where we've got, we're building a current building there of 73 megawatts in one building. So
it's interesting in Australia, the politics at the moment. So this is late August. So we've got the politics playing in terms of the energy situation in Australia. Have you found that there's been much pressure on the power side of data centres and how much power they're using and how much that's costing?
Most definitely. As a real estate investment trust, we we source the power for our customers and provide that straight through. So we have a duty of care to provide the best cost-effective power for our customers.
Yep.
So we actively do that in the Australian market now, and we're sourcing and hedging on the market at the moment, a different sort of model.
Yep.
To purely doing a fixed-term contract. And we're looking at other opportunities in around demand response and PPAs as well. So investing into those renewables as well.
Well, that's been a major trend I've seen. I'm not in the data center space per se, but the power that have been applied or been used has been a real focus for the industry to get that power usage down, which means they get the cooling down and all those other aspects.
Yeah.
Same. And where do you see that trend continuing?
From our perspective, you know, we design for PUEs of 1.35 and below. Obviously, the environment you place the data center in obviously drives some of that capability. You know, very hard to get that low in somewhere like Singapore with such a humid environment, hot humid environment. But in Australia, we're delivering 1.35 PUEs for our customers. Some of our customers have PUE caps.
Right.
So they expect at 40% load to be at 1.4, and that's written to their lease. So we actually have to meet that, or we pay the penalty.
Otherwise, you're paying on top of that.
So it's very high on our agenda.
Yep.
To deliver the efficient outcomes, and I think that's why our designs for new data centers have evolved so much to be able to deliver not just a cost-effective capital, but the operational side of the business too needs to be. Very efficient moving forward.
So if anyone listening, they're at an enterprise, what should be the metrics of their data center that they should look at?
Well, PUE is the industry measurement for efficiency.
Which is PUE?
PUE, power utilization efficiency.
Got it.
So basically the total power divided by the IT load.
Right.
So that gives you a ratio.
And that's you're delivering it at 1.3?
1.3 is the design. Obviously, you don't deliver that day one. You can't do it with no load.
Got it.
So it sort of kicks in around the 30 to 40%.
That'll be your target to get to that? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the design target, yes.
Yeah. Okay, nice. Omar, in terms of the Asia Pacific, what are some of the trends that you see across the region? We had a discussion earlier around the ASEAN region. Do you deal with India and North Asia, China, Japan as well?
We do from a customer perspective, but not in terms of facilities yet. So our facilities are our core markets are still Singapore, Hong Kong, Australia, Melbourne, Sydney, and then Japan, Osaka, Tokyo.
Right.
However, from a demand perspective, we work with customers coming out of India and China. And for all of the regions, this is the fastest growing region. In terms of customer growth, and generally that's cloud provider growth still.
Yep.
And it's vast. Again, and where we are in Singapore, the customers we have there are international and regional. But what the reason they're there is because they're servicing the ASEAN region, obviously.
And I imagine those customers have data centers that are linked between North America, Europe, and Asia, and you find Singapore tends to be, well, Singapore and Australia and Hong Kong tends to be those hubs for the region?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah.
So in terms of the largest data center hubs, it's still between Singapore and Hong Kong.
Right.
But absolutely Australia, so Sydney, Melbourne, and now we're seeing increasingly Perth and Canberra as well. But primarily for the international customer base, Sydney and Melbourne.
Right.
Sydney especially, very key. But Southeast Asia is the population base that's growing so quickly and all mobile-based.
What are you seeing in the likes of, say, Vietnam, Thailand, Indonesia?
So huge customer growth and a young population that's using mobile first.
Yeah.
And interestingly for us, the customers that have grown with us have come into Singapore so the large social media companies, for example, to service the customer base there, and they're saying, sure, we'll still build in Singapore as a hub, but we need to then move to the edge. So they're looking at entering, some already have, entering these sort of Southeast Asia markets as well with facilities. So that's where we had the discussion around the edge data centers growing, specifically because the user base there, the latency today is probably going to Singapore and then maybe falling back to a server in the US for these companies, which is okay. But as the millions start coming online and using mobiles in Malaysia, Thailand, Indonesia, for example, 140, 150 million plus, it's going to have a strain on the... It's not just data centers, it's the whole infrastructure, the network, the telco chain and everything.
Well, it's an interesting business model that you've got. Now that you are leasing that rack space, it's a little bit different in terms of taking a bit more risk of building the data centers, but it's different if you're purchasing the land and then building the shell and then leasing that out. I think that's a very interesting business model. So we've had Omar Wilson, the Senior Director Strategy for APAC, and Rod Glover, the Director for Data Center Operations in Australia for Digital Realty. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Good on you.